Hi, thank you for calling the NEC helpline. My name is Maisoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hi, Maisoon. I have Sarai Tucker here. She was already transferred earlier to Emmanuel, but I'm afraid her call got disconnected, so I'm retransferring Sarai. Please take the call from here. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you for asking. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the NEC lawsuit?
Yes.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Not just yet.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Thank you. And was this for a loved one or for your child?
My child.
Was your child diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And can you confirm your child's gender for me?
Male.
Okay. And when was he diagnosed?
April 6, 2016.
2016. And then besides the necrotizing enterocolitis, were there any other injuries sustained? Any ongoing gastrointestinal issues?
Yes, ma'am.
And was he diagnosed with NEC prior to being given formula or after?
After.
Do you know the brand of formula that was used?
Similac.
Okay, and then what is the name of that facility where he was diagnosed?
St. Vincent's Hospital.
And what city was that in?
Hot Springs, Arkansas.
I'm sorry? Did you say Jacksonville?
No, Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Oh, okay. Springs. And is that the one on 300 Werner Street?
Yes.
Right, thank you. And how is he doing now?
He's doing okay. Better.
Okay, that's good to hear. And are you a citizen of the United States?
I am.
And what was the gestational age at birth?
That's 29 weeks.
Twenty-nine.
Anything else good? 29 weeks.
And was he diagnosed with NEC while he was still in the hospital, or did you end up taking him home and you went back?
I did not take him home yet. He was in the NIC for 6 weeks.
Your boob's got a growth coming out.
I'm on the phone with a lawyer. I'm on the phone with a lawyer right now.
Okay. And what is his date of birth?
03/05/16, 2016.
Okay, so he's about 8 years old.
Yes.
And do you have his birth certificate?
I do. I did send a picture in my ID already.
Okay. And was there anyone else affected by the formula as well?
No, he's my only child.
Okay. And can I get his first and last name?
Someone say Blevins.
Can you spell
His name
that for
is
me?
Jelontae Blevins. JALONTAE. Last name Blevins. BLEVINS.
Okay, I have first name JALONCAE.
TAE. T as in Todd.
Oh, TAE. And then last name I had BOLV, and then that's all I heard.
It's BLE, so B as in Bob, L as in lion, E as in elephant, V as in Victor, I as in igloo, N as in north, and S.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
And then do you know his social?
I have the last four.
Okay. And what was the last four?
I gotta pull it up, sorry. I have a picture.
Oh, that's okay.
It's 5697.
57. And then for your first name, I have Sari.
Yes, Tucker.
Tucker?
Yes.
And what is your date of birth?
03/26/1998.
And you are social?
4008.
And then is this your main cell phone number to reach you at?
It is.
And what is your email address?
Eva Eve, I-V-A, E-V-E, 98 at iCloud.com.
Thank you. And your current home address?
150 Mayflower.
Mayflower. And what was the zip code?
71901.
Okay. And then you said you do have official documents to show you are power of attorney. You have his birth certificate?
Yes. I did already send pictures. They sent me a number to send pictures to.
Okay. And then for your name, is that the same spelled on his birth certificate?
Yes.
And did you have any of the following issues during your pregnancy? Any hypertensive disease, tobacco use, delayed cord clamping?
No.
Right. And he was born premature, correct?
Right.
And he was born in Arkansas. And was he diagnosed in the NICU?
Yes.
Do you remember his discharge date?
I want to say, I want to say it was in May.
Okay. May of 2016. And what was his birth weight?
3 pounds.
And then do you remember when he stopped drinking the formula?
It was the same day he got diagnosed, so April 6th.
April 6, 2016. Okay, so he drank it for about a month?
Yeah.
And he was fed the formula in the hospital, correct?
Uh-huh.
Did he have any of the following symptoms after drinking it? Any low body temperature, green vomit, constipation, bloody stool?
All of them but the first one.
Okay. So he did not have the green vomit?
No, I think it was the low temperature or something like that.
Oh, okay. All right. And then do you have a copy of his medical records?
I do.
Can you provide those by mail or electronically or both?
I can do both.
And did he have any treatments done due to the NEC?
He did.
Right, and what was the treatments?
They had... They had their antibiotics, the gentamicin. Then they told me to stop feeding him the baby formula and give regular diet exercises.
Okay. And when was the last time he was treated for any NEC-related issues?
Recently. I can't remember the exact date, but I know it was pretty recent.
Was it this year?
Yes, he still has to take, like, sometimes he has to take, like, that power stuff to help him.
Okay. And then the
And
diagnosing.
they have, he takes, like, a liquid, like, a type of medicine. Like, he still takes the genotocin.
Oh, he still, okay, he still takes medication.
Yeah.
Okay. And then for that facility that he was diagnosed, that was the St. Vincent, correct?
Yes.
And then do you remember the doctor's name?
Was Terry Blackstock.
Terry. Right. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Would you like to provide one?
I'm pretty sure I'll answer.
Okay. And are you familiar with DocuSign?
One more time.
Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and send over these documents to you right now. You should receive it as a text link and an email link.
Is it the Yahoo sign? Because they had me sign it already. Or is it something different?
Yeah, this is a different one.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, I am on it.
Okay. And then while you're going through that, I'm also going to send you another text from my direct line just so you have my contact information if you need anything.
Okay.
Were you able to open it up?
Yes, I'm on it right now.
Okay.
Okay, I'm done with it.
Right. And then I sent you that text message with my number as well as the attorney's. So now they should give you a call within the next few days to verify your information and tell you the next steps.
Okay, thank you.
Of course. And did you have any other questions for me before I let you go?
No, ma'am, not at this moment.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.